welcome back to the Fired Up CJ Show on the Transformation Talk Radio Network. I am CJ Liu, and today we have Jaden Rose Phoenix, founder of Alchemy Wisdom. And she is offering a time management technique that will help you do more in less time. Welcome back, Jaden.
Hello.
Jaden and I stepped through this tool yesterday, and I can attest that it literally produced results and saved me time. Literally, I did this exercise, and within an hour, I got a response. I got a response within an hour after making this, and I don't know. Results will vary.
This is true. I mean, but it's very powerful. And the reason why I think it's so powerful is that when we try to do everything from this space time, we're locked into what the limits are of, 24 hours a day. And we're also limited by the thought that we personally, our small I, has to do it all. Mm-hmm. And when we really let go of that and allow the greater part of us to do most of the work, things start to become really easy and things flow really well. And it's amazing. What you can think and do in your mind is infinitesimally small compared to what you have access to out there. In this exercise, you're going to actually use that greater part of your awareness, the part that we don't even think about most of our day because we're down here in the real world doing details. Right. So when you have too much to do, all you need to do is literally assign that part of you, that greater part of you, that larger awareness, the task of getting it done. And I did this when I was very busy as a student. I was taking a lot of hard science classes, and I didn't have time to study. I was working. I was learning this stuff. I was doing a bunch of different things. So I thought, I have no idea what's going on in this class. I'm just going to assign this part of my awareness. So I literally set up a room sort of up above my head, right, and said, mm-hmm. In there, you're going to figure out this batch of content from this class. And I closed the door. I went about my day, thought about all the things I needed to do that day. And at the end of the day, I sat down and said, okay, what do you have for me? And boom, all the information kind of came flooding back down in a usable form. It was understandable. It was this huge shortcut because I didn't spend hours puzzling over it, which I would have done in a regular scenario.
Right.
So we can use that to our advantage, even things that are tasks where we go, well, we're going to have to clean the house, right? Mm-hmm. There's no way my awareness is going to clean it for me. So you might be skeptical, but I've had participants in this exercise put things in there like clean the house, and later that day their roommates did it, or somebody came over to do it.
And when we did this exercise yesterday, what happened is I literally thought, okay, and in my literally I have this three-dimensional space around me, and so I thought, okay, to the top of my right head, part to the right top of my head, I'm going to carve out like a little database or of information, and I said, I want my garage to be cleaned. It's something that drains my energy. I don't want to be thinking about it, but yet it's something I have to do, and I don't really ever feel like I have enough time to clean my basement, my garage. So I actually put it in this little case that was like residing outside of my normal day-in, day-out awareness, but it was still there. And I said, you work on figuring out a solution. And what I was telling Jaden just now is that I was at a meeting and someone said, I don't know why, but I'm reading something about your garage.
Totally. That's right.
It's just kind of out of the blue, seemingly random. I didn't say anything to her about the exercise or anything. And like you said, someone out of the blue came and she's like, yeah, I think you should, like, something about Christmas presents in your garage.
Well, and the remarkable thing is how fun. If nobody cleans your garage, you learned you can play with the exercise more. Or when you go to do it, I mean, a lot of times this is what happened. When I go to actually do the task, it just effortlessly goes. And like, I'm not putting too much energy into it. I'm not all drained from having thought about it all day. I just go do it. It gets done very quickly. A lot of times in like half the time it would have. I don't know how that happens, but if no one shows up to clean it, you might still see interesting results. results from this. But right. this is what I, you know, this is what I love to play with. These kinds of things that really expand our ideas of what's possible. I really invite people to come to East West on Friday, August 3rd to hear my talk. We're going to do a lot of these time-space manipulation things. It's a lot of fun. We're even going to, and this is a teaser, learn how to teleport. All right.
I love
that. So you don't want to miss that.
All right, folks. And make sure to go to info@alchemywisdom.com if you want to get a free, the first class of Jaden's 20 class series. And thank you very much for being here, Jaden. And thank you, everyone, for listening. And next week, we're going to have Sue Fredericks, who is going to talk about finding your dream job, and Philip Goldberg on the impact of Indian culture in the Western world. So thank you, everyone. Have a great weekend. Thank you so much, Jaden, for being here.
My pleasure. Thank you.
You've been listening to Fire It Up with CJ. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time for more of Fire It Up with CJ. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. For dates and showtimes, visit www.fireitupwithcj.com or www.transformationtalkradio.com.